The city of Bexley appears to be the first in Central Ohio to ban housing discrimination based on a person's source of income. It's meant to protect renters who rely on outside assistance to pay the bills. Joining us now is the Bexley City Council President, Lori Ann Feibel. Thanks for your time.
Oh, I really appreciate you giving us time on the radio. Thank you.
So who all is this meant to protect?
This piece of legislation is meant to protect individuals who present to a landlord a different source of income other than just a regular cash. Usually it's given to individuals who are down on their luck and are challenged financially and need to have some sort of federal assistance. And it's designed to protect individuals who need our help the most.
Have you received any complaints about this? Bexley is a pretty affluent area, and I would assume there are not a lot of people there on public assistance, to be quite frank.
Well, you would be surprised that we have at least 50 families in our community who rely on federal assistance for their children to in the school system to get food from our public schools. You would be surprised. Bexley does have great need for this. And while we haven't heard a lot of complaints about it, I don't think people, you know, are very good about standing up and saying, you know, I've been discriminated against. And it's very hard to prove.
You mentioned that this is hard to prove. How would you police it? I'd imagine a landlord could make up myriad excuses for not renting to someone.
Certainly that is something that could happen. And surely we do have a process in place for people to file complaints. We passed a very a large piece of non-discrimination act, I think in 2013, that covers a lot of other individuals for all kinds of different kinds of discrimination. And we want to make sure that this is not something that's happening in our city. And policing it, I agree, is not going to be an easy, it's going to be challenging. But I think we'll get better and better at how we go about policing it as other cities follow our guide and take this piece of legislation on as well.
You know, in some ways, people getting assistance would seem to have a more steady source of income, a more guaranteed source of income. They can't get laid off, for instance.
That is one of the benefits that landlords can have in that. Not only can they rely on the income coming in from the government, but these individuals can lose their vouchers if they do not, you know, keep their residence in a certain, you know, care of it in a certain way. So they are guaranteed to have the payment, and they're also and there's an incentive for the renters to maintain their property.
Are there any instances where a landlord should be able to decline to rent to someone based on how they get their money? I'm thinking maybe someone with an erratic seasonal construction job. I imagine that would give a landlord pause to rent to them.
I'm sure there's a lot of what ifs, and I'm sure that can happen. But it would be my hope that even in situations like that, that the renter, you know, the renters would or the landlords would seek ways to help the renters, especially when they've got, you know, issues like, you know, income that comes in during one period of the year and not the next.
Lori Ann Feibel is the city council president in Bexley, which appears to be the first in Central Ohio to approve an ordinance banning housing discrimination based on how a person gets their income. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.